This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after the bulk of Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number was expected to increase. U.S. forecasters say Dorian is getting bigger and moving closer to the southeastern states, including the state of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says Dorian could impact the state for several hours.
This is going to be riding Florida's coast for the next day and a half. While we think this is a much better track than what we were looking at 72 hours ago, we just ask people to stay safe, remain vigilant. There will be some effects in the state of Florida. There'll be storm surge. There'll be some flooding. You may see wind damage depending on how close this gets to the state of Florida. But at the end of the day, being safe is the most important.
Dorian is expected to move up the southeast coast toward Georgia and then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. South Africa's president condemning days of widespread looting and arson, attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria, calling the violence, in his words, totally unacceptable. Police have arrested more than 90 people in 5 areas impacted by the violence. President Cyril Ramaphosa said there is no justification whatsoever for people who have a sense that their jobs are being taken by people from foreign lands to attack them, to destroy their properties, and actually to kill them. U.S. rescuers recovered the bodies of 20 people killed in a middle-of-the-night fire aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California while continuing to look for 14 people feared dead. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.